Slide 11. Given the components of a CDSS, what are some expectations of its use? This table from the report Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, provides examples of CDS interventions by target area of care. The first target area of care is preventive care with intervention examples of immunization, screening, and disease management guidelines for secondary prevention. The next one is diagnosis, where clinical decision support could provide suggestions for possible diagnoses that match a patient's signs and symptoms. Third on the list is planning or implementing treatment. CDS intervention could entail the display treatment guidelines for specific diagnoses, drug dosage recommendations, or alerts for drug-to-drug interactions. Follow-up management as the target area of care for CDS intervention might involve information about corollary orders or reminders for drug adverse event monitoring. If the target area of care is hospital or provider efficiency, then care plans to minimize length of stay or the presentation of order sets are examples of CDS intervention. The final target area is cost reductions and improved patient convenience. Examples of CDS interventions include duplicate testing alerts and drug formulary guidelines. Thus, CDS interventions can assist healthcare providers at different stages in the care process, that is, from preventive care through diagnosis and treatment all the way to monitoring and follow-up.